弟兄姊妹好，
好，
感谢主，今天主日的早晨，我们一同再来敬拜他。
Praise the Lord that we can come and worship Him today together.
我们一起有点的祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
给我们有生命气息的今天主日早晨来敬拜你。
To give us life so that we can come and worship you today.
我们更感谢你把你的爱子儿子耶稣基督给了我们。
We thank you for giving us your Son Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督是一切问题的回答。
Our Lord Jesus is an answer to every problem.
一切我们所不能做的事，耶稣基督的救恩都为我们做成了。
Anything that we cannot achieve, the grace, the salvation has already accomplished for us.
叫我们能够脱离罪、罪恶的权势。
So that we can be.Free from the power of sin.
我们能够因信称义。
That we can justify by our faith.
我们也可以因信成了圣洁。
And that we can be sanctified through our faith.
我们也可以因着信叫我们荣耀的身体得着救赎。
So that we can be saved through your glorious body.
荣耀、赞美、感谢都归给你。
And we praise you and give glory to you.
我们一起说，阿门。奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们刚刚唱的诗歌509首。
We just sang the hymn 505.
神未曾应许天色常蓝。
And that God has not promised us the blue skies every day.
那么这有一个问题，等等我们再回答。这个问题是。如果每天都是阳光普照的日子，到底好不好？
And we will answer that question later. If every day is a blue sky, is it really good?
今天我跟弟兄姊妹分享这个题目，就是我们最熟悉的这个题目，就是感恩。
And today I want to share with you a topic which is very familiar, and that is Thanksgiving.
那么不只是现在感恩。感恩跟是圣经里头所教导的
，and it is something that is taught in the scriptures.
神的生命是永远的生命
，and the life of God is everlasting life.
他的爱也是永远的爱
，and His love is also everlasting love.
我们讲到感恩，有没有看见？我们是应该永远的感恩、赞美、敬拜我们的神。
So even our thanksgiving has to be everlasting, and we're always thanking our God.
我们交通道感恩的对象就是感谢神。
The object of a thanksgiving is to thank God.
这位神究竟是一位怎么样的神？
And what kind of a God is this?
第一方面讲到他是真理的神
and he is the God of truth
真理我们可以讲到就一切的实际都在耶稣基督里头
and it tells us that all the reality is in Jesus Christ
借着圣灵把耶稣救恩的实际带给我们
and that Jesus brings to us the reality of God
另一方面就讲到人
Next,
人都是很容易受骗所以我们受骗往往都害怕因为我们经常受骗
and next we talk about human and we are always we're easily deceived
人是圣经有就告诉我们神是不虚谎的神
the Bible tells us that God is true
他是无谎言的神
and he is not in him there is no lie
但在人来讲，罗马书三章四节告诉我们，因为神是真实的，人都是虚谎的。
But in Romans chapter 3 verse 4 it tells us that God is true, but every human being is a liar.
神的救恩叫你我信耶稣的人，这位神成了你我天上的父亲。
And the salvation of Jesus Christ let us make.God, our Father in heaven.
现在拯救我们的灵魂， 叫我们的思想、情感、意志都像我们的主耶稣。
So he's saved us so that our thoughts and our emotions, everything is like Jesus.
就不知道停在这里，耶稣再来的时候，或者我们离开世界的时候，我们的身体将要被拯救，成了一个荣耀的身体。
And the salvation doesn't stop right there. When he comes back, our body would become a glorious body.
不再生病，不再软弱，是一个荣耀的身体。
We will no longer have sickness and weakness, and it would be glorious.
那这位神，他有他的属性，有他的性情。我想最起码他有几方面的、五方面的性情。
And God's His character is in five different areas.
第一个，他是一个全能的神。
First, he is an almighty God.
在马大福音十九章告诉我们，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
And Matthew chapter 19 tells us, with man, things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
我们所认识的神的第二个特别的，他是全知的神，什么都知道。
And secondly, he is an all-knowing God.
在约翰一书第三章也就告诉我们，神比我们的心大，一切是没有不知道的。
And John, it tells us, First John, it tells us that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything in our hearts.
第三个，我们的神是一个慈爱的神。
And next, our God is a merciful God.
我们都知道爱的定义是什么。
And we all know what is the love.
耶稣基督为我们而死，从此我们就知道什么叫做爱。
Because Jesus died for us on the cross so that we know what is love.
在约翰一书第四章告诉我们，神就是爱。
In 1 John, it tells us that, chapter 4, verse 8 tells us that God is love.
我们是这个是我们最喜欢的一个题目啊。
And that's one of the topics that we're most, light.
但不只是神是爱，神也是公义的神。
Not only his love, he's also a God of righteousness.
我们看很多的圣经节，比如诗篇一百四十五篇就告诉我们，耶和华照他一切所行的无不公义。
And in Psalm 145 verse 17 tells us that the Lord is righteous in all his ways and loving towards all he has made.
所以我们就讲到神是一个信实的神。
So we said that our God is a faithful God.
感谢神，他的信实永不改变。
And his faithfulness never changes.
我想在更多前书第十章那边，我很喜欢的一节圣经节，就讲到神怎么拯救我们，用他的信实来拯救你我。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it's one of our favorite verses that tells us how does God save us.
要告诉我们说，我们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的，神是信实的。并不叫我们所受的试探过于我们所能受的，在我们受试探的时候，总要给我们开出一条出路，叫我们可以忍受得住。
It tells us that no temptation has overtaken us except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful, and He would not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
我总是一生。生命呢有充满许多的难处、挑战，还有试炼跟诱惑。
And our life is full of challenges and sufferings and temptations.
可是往往求主怜悯我们，总是觉得试炼、试探永远过不去。
And many times we feel that we can't overcome temptation.
但是如果你寻求主来到神面前祷告神的时候，神是信实的。
But if we believe in God and would come before Him to pray, He is faithful.
但是永不改变的。
And He never changes.
他总要给你我开出一条出路，叫你我能忍受得住。
And He will always provide a way for us, a way out for us, so that we can endure.
感谢赞美神，耶稣基督是我们一切生命、一切问题的回答。
Praise the Lord that He is our answer to every one of our problems.
在诗篇一百三十九篇告诉我们的一生都在他的手中。
And in Psalm 139 tells us that our life is in His hands.
在以弗所书第一章告诉我们，我们在创造世界以前，神就拣选了你我。
And Ephesians tells us that before the world is, that God has already
chosen us.
And even if we're in the mother's womb, the Lord already knows us. And our life is in His hands.
我们的生命一生可能是70岁，可能是80岁。
Our lives may be 70 or 80 or 100 years old.
在美国现在跟统计大概超过100岁的有 6万多人。
And today in the United States, people that are over 100 is about 60,000.
在摩西的时代，摩西讲说，如果强壮可以到70岁、80岁。
In the days of Moses, Moses told us that if you are strong, you can live to 70 or 80.
我就问我年长弟兄，他就说，在那个时候的平均生是70岁、80岁。
And our brothers tells us that in those days, life expectancy is about 70 years old.
我们的一生包括我们的出生，我们天天所思想的，天天所做的事。
And our lives are filled with things that we want to think about, what we want to do, and things that we think about.
还有我们做的决定，有些是对的决定，有人认为我们是错的决定。
Some of those things or some decisions are correct, and sometimes it's not correct.
包括我们的不安全，我们的犯罪，我们所意，还有意见的疾病、伤害或者死亡。
Including things that we the sickness and things that we do wrong.
但是我们所相信的神是创造宇宙万物的神。
God is the creator of heaven and earth.
你我是为了他的荣耀而被创造。
And we are created for His glory.
我们这位神是完全掌握管理整个宇宙的神。
And our God is the one who controls the universe.
他对你我的生命都有一个奇妙的计划。
And He has a special plan for all our lives.
这位神那个特别点，他从来不没有犯错，不会犯错。
And our Lord has never made a mistake or sinned.
因为他是神。
Because He is God.
更重要的，他爱我们，把他的儿子耶稣基督给了我们。
More importantly, He loves us and He gave His Son to us.
有他的儿子的生命、性情跟品格。
And give us His character, His Son's character to us.
我们下面就交通到另外一个题目。
And next we're on another topic.
Okay. 很简单的问题, 为什么要感谢神?
Very simple question. Why do we want to thank God?
第一个回答就是因为是神的旨意。
And the first answer is because it is the will of God.
什么是神的旨意?
And what is the will of God?
我们可以说是神心中的意愿，神的计划，或者是他的命令。
It's the will of God is what's in His heart. What His plans.
什么是命令?
And His commands.
神的命令不是用你我做研究的。
And His command is not for us to research.
神的命令也不是需要经过你我来批准的。
It's not for us to approve.
神的命令只有一个目的，就是要我们能够信靠他，顺服他。
And His command is so that we can obey Him and trust Him.
神的命令对我们来讲的反应，第一就是实行。
Response from me to God's command is the number one is to actually act on it.
第二是实行，第三还是实行。
Secondly is to execute, and the third is execute.
神给我们的命令是根据于他的爱。
And His command is according to His love.
神的命令是为着你我最大的益处。
And His commands is for our benefits.
在彼得前书13章告诉我们，爱是不求自己的益处。
First Corinthians tells us that love is not for our own good.
这位就是我们的神。
And this is our God.
我想今天我们讲到疾病，我想讲到癌症，这是我们所知道的。癌症是一种疾病，但是跟我们的身心灵都有密切的关系。
And when we talk about sickness, we talk about cancer. It's also related to our spirit, our mind, and our body.
当我们凭着神的恩典，我们在信心里头，我们遇到有疾病的时候，我们有可能不同的反应。
According to His grace, we may have different responses when we get sick.
治疗癌症的方法可能我们知道有很多。
And there may be a lot of different treatment methods for cancer.
我们可以说这个疾病对你我有各方面不同的影响。
And this sickness can affect us in many different ways.
如果我们在信心里头有一个积极的正面的对神的话语的反应，对神旨意的反应，这将对我们有很大的帮助。
If we can just have a positive response to God in our sickness, it will help us a lot.
帮助我们，比如说癌症的预防跟治疗。
And help us to prevent cancer and also in the treatment of cancer.
人是神所创造的。
Man is created by God.
当我们有压抑、有冲突、难处的时候，我们如果拣选的是神的旨意，我们拣选的是能够信靠神，而不是依靠自己。
And when we have pressure and conflicts, we should act according to His will.
在难处的地方，如果我们选择是能够彼此的相爱、彼此的接纳、彼此赦免。
In difficulties, if we can accept each other.And forgive each other.
而不是用报复的心理以眼还眼以牙还牙。
And but not just be vengeful and just a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye.
当人选择依靠自己，带着怨恨的心，不肯伏在神面前的时候，人的身体是产生一种不良的体质。我想这参加一个律在里头。
And it becomes a law that when we try to rely on ourselves and not forgive, then our body produce substances that are not good for us.
那么这个产生影响会产生会降低我们免疫的能力。
And it will reduce our
immunization.
Reduce our immunity.
那么我们就知道，我们今天每一个人身上都有细胞，都有癌细胞，对不对？只是看什么时候出现而已。
We know that every one of us has cancer cells within us. It just depends on when it shows up.
那感谢主，在箴言里头就告诉我们都知道的，喜乐的心乃是良药。
And it tells us that joy is good medicine. The Bible tells us that.
在提到人家前书，我们最喜欢的5:16-18，要常常喜乐。
And 1 Thessalonians tells us that we have to be joyful always.
不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
And pray continuously and thank God continuously.
因为这是神在耶稣基督里头向你我所定的旨意。
Because this is the will of God in Jesus Christ.
在第一方面有讲到为什么要感谢神，因为他把他最好的，就是他的儿子耶稣基督给了你我。
And next, why do we thank God? It's because He gave us, God gave us His Son, Jesus Christ.
一个弟兄讲，神本来是富有的，当那一天把神的儿子耶稣基督给了你我以后，神成了一个贫穷的，神剩下好像什么都没有。
And God was abundant, but the day He gave us His Son, He becomes poor.
神一切的本性的丰富都在耶稣基督的里头。
And all his abundance is in his son, Jesus Christ.
今天人有许多的问题，人家解决问题的方法有很多。
And today we have a lot of problems and we have a lot of ways to solve these problems.
但是神的答案永远是他的儿子。
But the answer of God is always his son, Jesus Christ.
如果我们得了神的儿子，他实在是一切问题的回答。
So if we have the Son, we have the answer to all our problems.
在罗马书八章二十八节，我们都很熟悉的一段圣经。
And in Romans chapter 8:28, it's.
他说：“我们晓得。
”He says, "We know that."
我们晓得，我们知道是根据神的话，神的话是真理。
We know that because it is according to God's word, and it is God's word is true.
对于相信耶稣的人，我们的生命，他们的生命不是出于机会、运气或者其他方面。
And our life is not according to luck or opportunity.
神对你我都有生命的计划。
And God has given us a plan and for all our lives.
今天我们不管教会没有信耶稣，我们耶稣基督的历史就是你我的历史。今年是公元2001年。
In his history, this is 2010.
是根据耶稣基督降生开始。
It's according to his birth.
神叫万事都互相效力。
And God works good in all things.
这些包括我们生活中所发生的一切的事物。
Including everything that happens in our life.
也包括我们的软弱、错误、罪恶，还有伤害。
It includes all the all the things that we do wrong and all the hurts that we have.
我们感谢神，这位神是一个特别的神。他对信靠他的人，他可以把不好的事转变成最好的事。
And God can take things that may not be good that happens in our life to turn it into good.
这个叫做万事都互相效力。
This is because in all things God works for the good.
神呼召我们的目的最主要的，就这些人就是他按照他旨意被召的人。
And He calls us according to His purpose.
是给他的神的儿女们的。
And it's for His children.
但是这个不一定是给每一个人的，那些悖逆那些不信的人。
But it's not for everyone, not to the one who are disobedient.
那些作恶的，不是无神的，不一定他们的万事不一定他们叫他们得到好处。
For the evil one, not everything would work good for them.
神相信他的、亲近他的、信靠他的人，耶稣基督成了他们的模样。
And only the ones that believe in Jesus, then the Lord Jesus would become their example.
在另一方面，为什么我们要感谢神？因为耶稣基督是一个感谢的耶稣，是这位神是一个感谢的神。
And another reason why we have to thank God is because our Lord Jesus Christ is a thankful Lord.
耶稣在约翰福音十一章里头，他使拉撒路从死里复活。
And in John chapter 11, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
他说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听了我。”
And Jesus said, "Father, I thank you because you have heard me."
我也知道你常常听我。
I knew that you always hear me.
但耶稣的祷告不是为他的自己，是为旁边的人。
And Jesus, his prayer is not for himself, but it's for the people that are around him.
他说：“我说这话是为了周围站着的众人。”
He said, "I pray this because of the people that for the benefit of the people that are standing around me."
我们如果甚至不自我为中心，以神为中心，在世人眼光中，他们可以知道，他们也看得见，他们也愿意来寻求主。
And if we are not self-centered, but God-centered, then the people around us will see that, and they would come and seek God.
我们都知道，最近我们的弟兄就做一个见证，对不对啊？他们信耶稣以前，他竟然有去参加祷告会。啊，祷告会里头的特点就是那些祷告的人都不是为了自己，是为了神的旨意，是为了一些软弱人。
And a brother had made this testimony that he went to a prayer meeting, and the people in the prayer meeting didn't pray for themselves; they were praying for other people.
你们若彼此相爱，众人就必知道你们是我的门徒。
And if we love one another, then others will know that you are my disciples.
我们下面是一个警戒，我从反面的，如果不感恩的话，那到底结果是怎样？
And next, I have a warning for you that if you don't give thanks, what would happen?
在罗马书一章二十一节这边就告诉我们，如果我们感恩的话，我们不至于成了一个无知的心，同时我们的心也不至于混乱。
And Romans 1:21 tells us that if we believe, if we give thanks, then our hearts will not become futile and become foolish heart with darkness in it.
在那边我再讲一遍，它是我们的思想，不至于无知，我们的心不至于混乱。
And again, our thoughts will not become futile, and our hearts will not be darkened.
在罗马书一章二十一节，他是这样讲，因为人虽然知道神，却不把他当作神荣耀他。
Romans 1:21 says, "For although they knew God, they neither glorify Him or thank Him."
他们的思念就变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
这一直讲到人的思想成了败坏的思想，人的心里头成了败坏的心。
Our thoughts will become futile, and our hearts will become futile.
在这里书啊，讲到一个律，属灵的律在这里头。
Here it gives us a spiritual law.
感恩的人跟不感恩的人。
The difference between those who give thanks and those that does not give thanks.
感恩的人是依靠主给他的信心，他越来越谦卑，心里越来越柔软。
And those who give thanks, they would become more and more, they become humble, and their hearts become more gentle.
他越有主的同在，经常带着神的喜乐。
And they would have the presence of God with them, and they have joy, the joy of the Lord with them.
对一个不感恩的人，他还是依靠自己，他的性情正好完全相反。
Those that do not give thanks, and their heart would be totally different.
这个我们的心就变成越来越骄傲。
They become proud, more proud.
从心里头越来越刚硬。
And their heart becomes hardened.
在人的心里头越来越不得释放，
and they would not be free in their heart.
以至于结果充满了许多的忧愁 和痛苦，
and they were filled with sorrow and suffering.
就是主给我们的警戒，
and this is the warning from our Lord.
我们需要成为一个感恩的人，
we have to become a thankful person.
下面我们就教到我们怎么样来感谢神。
Next, we want to share how to thank God.
第一个，我们就讲到哥罗西书三章十七节这边，我们就非常熟悉的，无论做什么事或说话或行事，都要奉耶稣之名感谢父神。
And next, and Colossians tells us that whatever we do.We have to give thanks to God and Jesus and the Father, God the Father through Him.
感谢神是神给你我的恩典。
And thank God that it is His grace that we're given us.
不是我们给神恩典。
We did not give grace to God.
神是圣洁的，我们是污秽败坏的罪人。
We are sinful people.
在旧约的时候，人看见的神就是死亡。
And in the Old Testament, when we see God, when people see God, it's like that.
我们也没有办法靠着自己有资格说可以来靠着奉自己的名来感谢神。
And we cannot even thank God by ourselves.
但是借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
But we give thanks through His Son Jesus Christ.
当神喜乐的时候，你我也就喜乐。
And when He is joyful, we will also be joyful also.
当神得荣耀，你我也得着了荣耀。
And when He is glorified, we will be glorified also.
在新约里头有两本书，就建议的书信，哥罗西书啊，跟以弗所书跟哥罗西书。
And in the New Testament, there are two books: the Book of Colossians and Ephesians.
在以弗所书里头告诉我们。 万物在基督里。
And Ephesians tells us all things are in Christ.
在哥罗西书里头告诉我们，基督反过来在万物里。
And in Colossians, it tells us that Christ is in all things.
比如说是告诉我们，在整个时代结束的时候，世界结束的时候，所有的一切都要归在耶稣基督的里头。
And in the end times, everything will be in Christ Jesus.
在新约旧约里头，主要启示就是启示神的儿子耶稣基督。
And all the revelation in Old Testament is about our Lord Jesus Christ.
无论是男人、女人
，No matter men or women，
君王，比如大卫王或所罗门王
，Or King David or King Solomon，
或者我们讲到一个 great 一草一木一花
，Or one grass, one blade of grass or one flower.
或者我们讲到石头、河流
，or the rock or a river.
我们也讲到动物，比如狮子、羔羊
，or a lion or a lamb.
这些都是指着耶稣基督来讲的。
And it's all point towards our Lord Jesus Christ.
怎么样能够把显明基督在万物里
？How do we see Jesus in all things?
如果世界上每一个信主的民族
，if all nations that believe that belief in Jesus，
信主的家庭
，and families that believe in Jesus，
每一个教会
，in every church，
无论在地方，无论在中国，在美国，在各处
，regardless of whether in China or America。
无论在亚洲、欧洲、非洲
，whether in Asia or Africa or Europe，
或者是在南极 North Pole 或者北极
，or in North or South Pole，
如果呢，宇宙这些所有的人都充满了感恩，说感谢神
，if we all are filled with thankfulness and thank God，
并且是奉耶稣基督的名感谢父神。
And through the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God the Father.
这是不是把基督充满在万有的里头，把它显明出来
？Is that not filling everything with Jesus Christ?
我不晓得你们记不记得礼拜四诗班唱的一首诗歌是什么
？Do you remember Thursday the a hymn that was sung by the choir?
是什么
？Do you remember?
千万神说 10,000 对不对
10,000
thanks to Jesus 对不对
10,000 thanks to Jesus
我想第一句话我这个写明说千万的声音感谢我主
10,000 thanks to our Lord
他的生命为我倾倒
He poured out his life for us
在其中有一句话下面讲那千万的舌头赞美耶稣
and 10,000 tongues thank Jesus
千万的诗歌都献给主
and 10,000 songs hymns to offer to God
还有一句谢千万声谢千万声
and
10,000 thanks 赞美不住千声
andwith thanksgiving without ceasing 10,000 thanks
我想这个是这写作这首诗歌的人我想他灵里头的感觉
and this is the author of the hymn how that person feels
今天我们不管是信耶稣没有信耶稣总有一天你要面临这位死里复活的耶稣
whether you believe in Jesus or you don't one day you have to face this creator
他来是卑微的来是在马槽的里头
When he came, he came in humility in the manger.
他死埋葬复活升天。
He died, buried, and rose again.
他复活以后，他是一个荣耀的主，一个圣洁公义的主。
When after he was resurrected, he is a glorious Lord, just and righteous. Of course, he is also a loving God and a gracious God.
他再来的时候，不管我们赞成他的、反对他的，我们都要看见他，把当得的荣耀、赞美都归给他。
And when he comes again, whether we are with him or we are against him, we will have to face him.
第一方面，我们什么时候感谢主？
Next, when should we give thanks?
当我们担忧挂虑的时候。
Of course, when we when we're worrying and Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 to 4. Is one that we're very familiar with. Let us read together in Chinese and then we'll read it in English.
我们先读中文。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. We should not be anxious about anything.
是神的旨意,
and that is the will of God. We can also say it's a commandment of God.
我们因着敬畏神,
we should not have sinful acts.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,我们彼此提醒,但我们忘了,忧虑,仍然是神的命令,我们却把它忘记了。
And not to worry is always a command of God, but sometimes we forget. And we think that worries are natural. But our God's command is to not to be anxious about anything because this is for His glory and for our benefit.
当我们软弱忧虑的时候，我们感谢神。
Because our nature, we rely on ourselves.
在忧虑的时候，我们更多的谦卑依靠神，认识神。
But when we worry, we should be more humble and rely on God more.
借着圣灵，借着主的生命，能组织在我们的里面，叫我们更多像主。
And let the Holy Spirit live in us, so that we could be more like our Lord.
我相信当主再来的时候，他根据什么来审判他的儿女？
And when our Lord comes, how is He going to judge His children?
我相信乃是根据到底你我的，到底你的生命到底像主耶稣基督有多少？
And I think it's according to how much our life is like our Lord Jesus.
有一个弟兄说，我们如果能够忧虑，忧虑，忧虑。
A brother once said that if we worry, 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 then we should be able to worship, worship, worship. And we can replace worry with worship. Then our life will change. And the peace of the heavens will fill us.
2002年，我有鼻癌啊。
Year 2002, I have cancer at the nose.
等等，还会再进一步的交通。
And I will share more about that later.
那个时候有一首诗歌，小孩子的诗歌进入我的心中。
And there was a hymn that entered my heart. It's a hymn of the children.
He said, I cast all my care upon you.
我把我一切的忧虑都, 交给神。
I lay all my burden down to your feet.
我把我的重担放在你的脚前。
那个时候, 当我不知道要怎么做, 怎么办?
At that time, I didn't know what to do.
I will cast all my care upon you.
我把我一切的忧虑都交给神。
那这个是小孩子诗歌，我曾经经常在我的里头感恩的诗歌。 I care all my care upon you. I lay all my burden down at your feet. And any time I do not want to do, I will care all my care upon you. 这是神给我的安慰，给我的力量。
This is the comfort that God has given us and strength that God gave me.
在另一方面，
in another aspect，
感谢，我想这个诗篇的一句话。
There's a verse in the Psalms.
凡以感谢献上为祭的， 便是荣耀的。
If we can give thanks, then it's glory.
感谢是一个祭， 对不对？
Thanksgiving is an offering.
那么这个什么是祭？
And what is an offering? What is a sacrifice?
祭 是动物要先受伤害，被杀害，然后才能够献给主。
An animal must be killed before we can offer it to God.
神的儿女外面的崇拜敬拜，乃是心里头内心真实的反应。
And our worship should reflect our true condition of our heart.
人主要目的是为了荣耀神。
And our worship is because we want to glorify God. And this sacrifice is a spiritual sacrifice. And it's put in the hands of our great high priest, Jesus. And our Jesus is also the altar. And our faith light up this holy fire. And we can come and thank him and praise him. We give him all the glory that
he
is worth. And dear brothers and sisters,
当试炼来到的时候，我们不可能凭着自己来感恩。
And when trials come, we cannot just rely on ourselves to give thanks. Through the mercy of God and the faith that He gives us, we can praise Him. Because He has overcome death and overcome our enemy Satan.
我想这个在不能感谢的时候的感谢。 我想这个是好像是收到诗篇里头讲到那个半夜的一个感谢，那个晚上来代表难处哦，是试炼。And
it's like the Thanksgiving in the Psalm that we at midnight we wake up to give thanks.
在诗篇一百九篇告诉我们，因你公义的典章，半夜起来呈现你。And
because of your statutes, I can wake up in the middle of the night, midnight, to praise you.
刚开始我们讲到有关神的一切都是永远的。
And we talked about everything that has to do with God is everlasting.
神的慈爱，神的公义，性质都是永远的。
His mercy, His righteousness is everlasting.
我们的赞美，我们的感谢也是永远的。
So our thanksgiving and our praise is also everlasting.
在诗篇89篇就这样讲，我要歌唱耶和华的慈爱直到永远。
And in Psalm 89, it tells us that we would sing of His, would sing of His mercies forever.
我要用口将你的信实传于万代。
And we will use our mouth to sing of Your praise forever.
下面我们就是在讲另外一个题目，我们简单的提一下，彼此提醒，这个是如何。
And I would like to remind everyone.
第一个就讲到罪恶的饶恕，疾病的医治。
And it's about the
在诗篇103篇第一节的那边所告诉我们的。
It's in Psalm 103.
他赦免我们的罪。
He forgives our sins.
也医治我们一切的疾病。
He healed all our sickness.
我们要经常为这个来感谢赞美神。
And we thank Him for all of this.
我想我们年长的弟兄经常就读这个圣经节，为用这圣经节传表主医治他的见证。
And our elderly brother used this verse to testify how God has healed him.
我感谢神，刚刚就提到2002年的鼻癌， 也是透过医生的手，这个弟兄这边的祷告。 那么，总要是经过了35次的电疗 radiation.
And in 2002, when I have cancer, through the hands of the doctor and brothers and sisters' prayer, and 3 to 5 times of radiation treatment.
感谢主，直到今天，神的恩典怜悯在我身上，也没有再发。
And God's grace was with me that that it has not
reappeared. I
tell you a secret.
你知道在电脑的时候，电脑是看不见的，没有味道，好像根本不伤害人。
The computer is
radiation.
Oh, the radiation is you cannot taste it. It's like it will not hurt anyone.
但是它可以杀死好的细胞，坏的细胞，统统给你杀死。
But it can kill the good and bad cells.
同时最后你会发现你的肌肉或颈部的地方都烧得红红透透的。
And the skin becomes red, burnt.
感谢主的恩典跟怜悯。
But thank God for His grace and mercy.
我在那边讲到两句话神给我的话语。
And I have the word of God in two scriptures.
第一个，我们的神乃是沙漠中开江河、开道路的神。
And our God is one that is He's one that
in the desert.
Gives river in the wilderness.
你那个电脑，特别这一部分呢，这种照射进来，一定会伤害到嘴唇里头的口水。
And the radiation affected my saliva.
所以医生还没做以前，他就要跟你签约，他怕我以后我会告他。
So before the treatment, did the treatment, the doctor has to have an agreement with me so that I won't sue him later.
那这个是很正常的。不，感谢主的恩典跟怜悯，他是一个沙漠中开道路江河的神。
And our Lord is one that opens the road in the desert and gives us the river in the wilderness.
我从来没有为着神给我的口水来感谢赞美神。
And I never thank God for my saliva.
口水，我想问牙医的地方在这里，它那个一方面它有润滑的作用，我们吃东西的时候更有味道；，另一方面它有消毒的作用。
And our saliva gives us some moisture when we eat, and also give us taste, and also disinfectant effect.
那感谢神的恩典，怜悯到今天，我想吃东西啊，我们还是很有味道，虽然差一点，不过还是感谢赞美神。
And I want to thank God that even to this day, I still have some taste in my mouth.
现在牙齿不是很好，不过我感谢主，神怜悯啊，能够继续恩待我，继续往前。
And even though my teeth is not that good, it's, God continues to be graceful to me.
第二件事是什么呢？
The second thing, verse is what?
你知道我第二做要做三十五次，做第二次我就是不能吃不能喝，到一个地步，医生就要恐吓我。
And when I was going through the treatment the second time, I couldn't eat or drink, and the doctor was threatening me.
然后你如果再不吃的话，在你肚子旁边给你挖一个洞，然后把东西塞进去。
I said, if you don't eat any, I will have to open up a incision in your on your side and then put the tubes in.
不，我也不晓得怎么过来。我相信神的怜悯恩典，弟兄姊妹的祷告，我也不晓得怎么过来。但是我记得有一句话。
And I don't even know how I got through this, but I remember there was this the word of God in me.
那等候耶和华的必要重新得力。
And he who waits for the Lord will be strengthened.
我也不晓得怎么过来。但是神就是信实的主，他就这样把我带过
来。I don't even know how I passed, was get through this, but the Lord led me through all of this.
第三方面，我们要什么感谢神？为着神的救恩，给我们能够脱离罪恶的权势，来感谢赞美神。
And another is how do we have to thank God for delivering us from sin and death.
今天人的问题，事实上就是人的骄傲的问题。人要控制，人要取代神的地位，以至于个人的问题、家庭的问题、在公司的问题、教会的问题，通通是根据于这个。耶稣基督已经替我们解决。
And all the problems that we have, whether it's at work or at home, our Lord has already solved these problems for us.
我们不信主的时候，不信耶稣的时候，耶稣没有在我们里头，我们没有选择。我们只有犯罪，但耶稣基督给我们选择，我们可以拣选他，我们可以实行他的旨意，成就他的荣耀。
Before we believe in our Lord, we have no choice but to sin. But after that, he has given us the power to overcome sin and death.
下面一个就简单，我们就简单提一下，在苦难中的安慰。
And next, we just want to talk about this briefly. It's a comfort in our tribulations.
下面一个就提到服侍主的机会。
And then the next is about serving him.
我想另外有一个特别的，就是讲到我们经常为着食物来感谢主，对不对？
And also sometimes we have to thank God for our food.
也是帮助我们提醒我们要先求他的国和他的义，这一切都必加给我们。
That we would seek His kingdom first, His kingdom, and then all He would give us everything else.
下面一个，我们要对着弟兄姊妹在神面前表达了信心，为别人的信心感谢神。
And we also thank God for the faith of the of others.
这个使徒保罗榜样在罗马书一章八节，我靠着耶稣基督为你们众人感谢我的神。
And it is the example of Apostle Paul that he said that we thank Jesus Christ for all of you.
我们也是要为着我们感恩节的服事、敬拜、见证、感谢、赞美神。
And we thank you, we thank God for all the worship during Thanksgiving.
做见证神，因为他生病，他弟兄担心，他说生病可能不好做见证，他说没有关系。那个如果做了见证，那病就好了。
And the sister was sick, and the brothers were worried whether she could come and do the testimony or not. But she said, when I finish the testimony, my sickness will be healed.
我记得上次交通见证的时候，这姐妹她是说她有升迁的机会、蓬勃的机会，但为了主的缘故，她不愿意得到这更高的工作。
And the sister, in one of her testimony, that she had an opportunity to be promoted, but because of what God has worked in her life, she'd rather give it up. Because God is her joy and her fulfillment.
感谢是我们要凡事上感谢神。
So thank God that we can thank Him in all things.
奉耶稣基督的名。
And in His name, in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
总之谢恩。
And thank Him for His grace. And next we wanted to talk about the Samaritan that came back and give thanks to Jesus.
医好了，耶稣医好了十个人，但却一个人回来感谢神，他是大声的感谢赞美神。
God healed ten lepers, and only one came back, and he came back and praise him greatly.
耶稣说，那剩下的九个人在哪里？
And Jesus says, where did all the other nine go?
这个人撒玛利亚人，他不止疾病得的医治，耶稣说你去吧，你已经得了医治。
And the Samaritan, Jesus said, rise and go, your faith has made you well.
他不只是疾病得医治，他的灵魂都得了拯救，得了医治。
Not just his physical ailment has been healed, but also his spiritual his spirit has also been healed.
我们要经常能够说感恩的话。
We should be always giving thanks.
但是我们要跟成长一个感恩的人，像我们耶稣基督一样。
And we can become a thanksgiving person, just like our Jesus Christ.
耶稣在地上的时候，我们知道他有许多的感谢。
And we know that our Lord in this world has given a lot of thanks.
特别在服事难处的时候，他特别能够感谢神。
And especially when he has in difficulties in his service, he gave thanks.
耶稣的祷告中，天父，我感谢你，因为你的旨意向婴孩就显明出来，说明通达的人就把它隐藏起来。你的美意本是如此。
And Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, but revealed to the little children. For a father, this is what you're well pleased to do.
我们感谢主，我们经常弟兄姊妹去见面的时候，我想我们当中年长的弟兄经常的印象就是感谢神，感谢神。
And we our elderly brothers always tells us that we have to thank God, thank God.
这个成了他的习惯，成了主的生命，把荣耀归给神。
That becomes his life.
下面就回到刚开始的时候问的问题：如果每天都是阳光，好不好
？So we'll go back to the question: Is it good that every day would be blue skies?
如果每天都是阳光，我们这地上会变成什么？
If every day we have blue skies, what would this world become?
是不是可能变成沙漠之地？
Is it become a desert?
谁许可有阳光的天气？谁许可有阴天？
And the God give us sunshine, and He will also give us shade.
使我们懂得感恩，而学习信靠主。
So we have to know how to thank God and to rely on Him.
能够显明他的旨意，显明他的荣耀。
So that His will be shown and His glory will be shown.
我们刚刚唱诗歌《五百零五首》是一个美国人姐妹写的。
And just now the hymn that we sing 505 was written by an American sister.
感谢主，他的诗歌里头没有任何一点埋怨的味道。
And in the hymn there is not a single complaint.
我们都知道他的背景，他是一个孤儿，那么但后来他就不能走路，是坐轮椅的。
And she is an orphan, and later in her life she could not walk and have to be confined to a wheelchair.
感谢主，说神未许应许天色长蓝，但是他应许给我们生活有力。
He said that God didn't promise blue skies always, but He promised to give us strength in our lives.
行路有光亮。
And in our labor there is light.
做工得喜，试炼得恩助。
And the we can rest in our labor.
最后他讲到不死的爱。
And then he said, she said, undying love.
我想等等我想唱一首诗歌，就诗歌181首，最近有些弟兄姊妹很喜欢唱。
And later we'll sing a hymn 181, and recently I like to sing this hymn a lot.
George Madison, 马提顺，那个英国的神的仆人。
The author is George Madison.
是有这个一生的重要的仆人。And
it's one that was used by God.
可以说他是一个大的布道家。
You can say he is an evangelist.
他是英国人啊，我都知道。He's
British.
18岁的时候眼睛就瞎了。And
when he was 18, he became blind.
女朋友因此就离开他。And
his girlfriend, because of that, left him.
他一生就没有结婚。And
he was not married all his life.
我想这是神给他特别的试炼和恩典。
And it's the trial that God has given him, and also grace that God has given him.
And
this brother has the gift of prayer.
And
when he prays, it's like a
hymn. And
in 181, it tells us that this love is one that wouldn't let go.
当他40岁的时候，他写了这首诗歌。When
he was 40, he wrote this hymn.
因为有一个婚礼，他妹妹婚礼，但是他留在家里，他没有去。And
he didn't go to his sister's wedding. He stayed at home.
他身体有许多的痛苦。And
in his heart, there was a lot of sadness.
但是感谢神，神安慰了他。
But thank God that God comforted him. And he wrote this hymn in 5 minutes. There are four verses. The first verse was about God's love. The love that wouldn't let go. So that he could not walk in his own way, that he would follow. And the second talks about that the Lord is his light. Even though his physical eyes were blind, the eyes in his heart is bright.
And
third is, even though he has pain, but the Lord will comfort him and fulfill him.
这里有特别有一句话，就是讲到他没有埋怨，因为你总是讲到说 I cannot close my heart to you.
And he said I cannot. He did not complain in this hymn.
最后一个又讲到十字架。
And finally, is about the cross.
就这个弟兄是一个背十字架跟随主的人。And
this brother is one that bears the cross to follow Jesus.
他是不自我为中心，是以神为中心的人。He
is not one that is self-centered, but God-centered.
他能够脱离罪恶的权势，与主同时同复活，拣选基督，荣耀基督。And
he was free from the power of death, and give glory to him.
那下面这一个祷告也是神特别的恩典，我想我们不一定神给我们这样特别的恩典。当他失去女朋友以后，他就在神面前有这样的祷告。And
he had a prayer that after he lost his girlfriend.
求主帮助他能够实行神的旨意。That
he prayed that he will be able to fulfill God's will.
下面是他的祷告。And
the following is his prayer.
求主使我不沉默退缩。
And may I, Lord, may I not retreat. So that I have holy joy.
不停止埋怨，能够唱出赞美的诗歌。
That I would stop complaining, but be able to sing joyful hymn.
我刚刚说，这是神给他特别的信心和恩典，不是你我，神所量给你我的。
And God gave him special gift of faith, not necessarily what God would measure for us. And may the Lord have mercy on us.
And
the will of God is the same for all. So that we can constantly give thanks and to give glory to Him. Dear brothers and sisters, for the sake of our Lord and for the people around us, we need to give thanks. To pray for the husband that you love and the husband that you don't like. To pray for the wife that you love and the wife that you don't like. And pray for those brothers and sisters that we like or dislike. Accept one another, love one another, so that the glory of God can be shown through us. May the Lord give us, be gracious to us, and we would live in His grace. And may God's glory be shown to His church and to attract others to Him. May the Lord bless His word. I will stop here.